for NPR Illinois, I'm Daisy Contreras. The Illinois House approved a $15 minimum wage plan Thursday that now heads to the governor's desk. But some are still unhappy with a fast-track approach.
Have all voted who wish. Mr. Clerk, please take the record. And on a count of 69 voting in favor, 47 voting opposed, and 1 voting present, Senate Bill 1, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed.
It isn't the first time a minimum wage measure has passed out of the legislature. A similar plan was approved in 2017, but then Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed it. The difference this time? J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, is governor. He campaigned on the issue and has indicated he'll sign it as soon as next week. The state's minimum wage has stayed at $8.25 an hour since 2010. Advocates for a higher minimum wage say the change was long overdue. The plan is to phase in the increase over 6 years, starting next year. But several business owners say an increase could force them to close or move out of state. Some Republican lawmakers say there was no need to rush this through. They point to the governor's inauguration remarks where he said he would work with both parties. Democratic State Representative Mike Halpin of Rock Island in the Quad Cities borderline says he understands some businesses in his district might choose to move across the river to Iowa, where the minimum wage is currently a dollar lower than Illinois.
I don't take those concerns lightly, but to be clear, companies don't make that choice based on the minimum wage alone.
Halpin says other factors like high property taxes could be driving businesses away. He voted in favor of the plan. State Representative Thomas Bennett, a Gibson City Republican, says while he applauds the goal of helping give workers more money, he says he's disappointed there was no attempt to consider business groups and their suggestion to pass a tiered increase based on geography and cost of living.
There's been no real discussion. It's getting rammed through quickly. And my fear is that this bill is going to hurt the very people that we are trying to help today.
State Representative Will Gazzardi, a Democrat from Chicago and sponsor of the plan, disagrees. He says stakeholders have been discussing the minimum wage since 2017, and approving an increase is the only way to help.
If we want to lift people out of poverty, we need to pay people a fair and decent wage that respects the dignity of their work. That wage is no less than $15 an hour in any corner of Illinois.
For some, the minimum wage issue hit close to home. State Representative Selena Villanueva, a Democrat from Chicago, recalls growing up in a household where her parents were minimum wage workers.
When we talk about this bill, when you talk about the money and the institutions, when you talk about everything else that will be affected by this, what we are talking about are human beings, people that deserve the respect and the dignity to spend time with their children instead of having to work 20 hours a day to make ends meet.
Still, opponents say they are anxious and have many questions still unanswered. Republican State Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro worries about how much it will cost the state, especially the state's 9 public universities that were hit hard by the 2-year budget impasse.
So again, don't you agree that we should be working to return those public universities to stable economic conditions? That we should know the total financial impact to our institutions of higher education once this bill is fully implemented.
Governor Pritzker said his office is well aware of what some of the costs could be, and those will be taken into consideration in his budget proposal next week. Despite the political debate, healthcare workers like Virginia Grant of Charleston says she's satisfied with the outcome after advocating for 9 years. And she says she has a message for those still on the fence.
I would say live on my income. Wear my shoes, walk a mile in my shoes, like the saying is. Because if you had to struggle like I have and all of my brothers and sisters in this field and other people who don't make enough money, that would change your mind.
I'm Daisy Contreras.